प्रदाय कृष्ण प्रसाद भूतले श्रीमदी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी के नाम ने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारण निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की जय। डियर डिवोटीज, ब्रदर्स एंड मदर्स, यंग एंड ओल्ड, इंटरनेट लिसनर, एवरीबॉडी इज वेलकम टू दिस मॉर्निंग प्रोग्राम given by Srila Prabhupada by His causeless mercy. So, devotees, before I start reciting the verse, I will share one letter of Srila Prabhupada with all of you, with a straw in my teeth. Please. It's for everyone. I know many devotees listen on the internet. This is a letter, Grist Ashram Sadhana. And this was a letter, Srila Prabhupada's letter, written to Jai Tirtha, 1st May 1974. As for the Grist worshipping Gaur Nitai deities, that is only for those who live far away from the temple and cannot attend. Otherwise, such worship is redundant. There is already deity worship going on in the temple, and they should attend the aartis and then the artists not install their own deities. The householding community in Los Angeles or any of our temples is not meant to be independent from the temple program. Srila Prabhupada letter to Jai Tirtha, 1st May 1974. I think that time Jai Tirtha was here. Thank you very much. Please try to follow what Prabhupada has instructed in this letter. And it's very, very important. As we are making advancement in our age, death is approaching very fast. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by following his instructions, we have to make advancement on this path of devotion. So, it's a chapter 10, canto 9, text 54. The pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. My specs are not here. Anyway, I will hear Khan, my assistant. No, I can try without specs. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेव्या भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति निष्ठचि। बिफोर साइटिंग दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज अवर वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट, आई ऑफर माई रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंस टू द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एंड नारायण एंड टू नारायण ऋषि द सुपर मोस्ट ह्यूमन बीइंग एंड टू मदर सरस्वती द गॉडेस ऑफ लर्निंग and to Srila Vyasadev, the author, and to Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. So please repeat, it's not written there, huh? So what you're going to do then?
Myself.
Okay. Okay, all right, okay. Please repeat. Eka patni vrita dhara. Taking a vow not to accept a second wife. Or to have any connection with any other woman. Raja Rishi, like a saintly king. Charita, whose character? Suchi, pure. Swadharamam, one's own occupational duty. Griha Mediyam, especially a person's situated in household life. Shikshayan, teaching by personal behavior. Swayam, personally. Acharat, executed his duty. Eka patni vrita dharo. Raja Rishi Charita Suchi Swadharmam Griha Mediyam Shikshayan Swayam Acharat. Matajis. Hare Krishna. Translation now, please, everybody, repeat. Lord Ramchandra took a vow to accept only one wife and have no connection with any other woman. He was a saintly king, and everything in his character was good, untinged by qualities like anger. He taught good behavior for everyone, especially for householders. In terms of Varnashrama Dharma, thus he taught the general public by his personal activities. Purported by his divine grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, founder Acharya of Great ISKCON. Ek Patni Vrata, accepting only one wife, was the glorious example set by Lord Ramchandra. One should not accept more than one wife. In those days, of course, people did marry more than one wife. Even Lord Ramchandra's day, Lord Ramchandra's father accepted more wives than one. But Lord Ramchandra, as an ideal king, accepted only one wife, Mother Sita. When Mother Sita was kidnapped by Ravana and the Rakshasas, Lord Ramchandra, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could have married hundreds and thousands of Sitas. But to teach us how faithful he was to his wife, he fought with Ravana and finally killed him. The Lord punished Ravana and rescued his wife to instruct men to have only one wife. Lord Ramchandra accepted only one wife and manifested sublime character. Thus, acting an example for householders. A householder should should live according to the ideal of Lord Ramchandra, who showed how to be a perfect person. Being a householder, in living with a wife and children, is never condemned, provided one lives according to the regulative principles of Varnashrama Dharma. Those who live in accordance with these principles, whether as householder, brahmacharis, or vanaprasthas, are all equally important. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvise Shunyavadi Paschatade Satvade. Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is explaining the ideal character of Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra is called Rajarishi, a saintly king, a saint among the kings. Only the saintly kings can rule their subjects properly. Those who are not saintly, there is a chaos, there is a problem, there are difficulties. So, Lord Ramchandra was wonderful king. He was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Haribol. And he as Prabhupada has mentioned here that when his wife, mother of universe, mother of everyone, when she was kidnapped by a demon, a Ravana, he could have married thousands of Sitas, but he didn't do this to set an example for the householders. We don't understand that the purpose of life is to become Krishna conscious. Purpose of life is to return back home, back to Godhead. Why we don't understand? Because too much sense gratification. Man is thinking of a woman and woman is thinking of a man. And the kings, because they live very lavishly, they have so much. So they used to give so many wives. So many wives. Recently one video clipping was shown, and one Muslim gentleman in Saudi Arabia, and one English man is talking to him, white man, I don't know English, are from America. So he's saying that I have 84 kids and 17 wives. So then he's laughing. Then he said, this white person said, but I have only one wife. He said, only one wife? He's laughing, you know. So this is the bondage. Too much sense enjoyment means bondage. This sense enjoyment was available in the animal kingdom also, without any discrimination and without any restriction. No restriction. Animals, they make their mother wife, their sister wife, their daughter wife. This is animal life. But a human being is after so many women, you know, then it is a hellish life. This is what is creating big problem in the whole society. This attraction between man and woman is only for procreation, to increase the progeny. It's not for enjoyment. A real enjoyment is serving the lotus feet of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Enjoyment here is a false enjoyment. We think, oh no, life is meant for eat, drink and be merry. No. According to the ancient scriptures, Vedic literature, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, this sense enjoyment is totally forbidden. As long as one doesn't try that, he can't make any spiritual advancement. He can't make any spiritual advancement. And he stay on the mental plane, and this way he's contaminated. He's contaminated. He can't think properly. He can't. When one can't think properly, he can't act properly. So to think properly, we need to control this sense of touch. As it is said by our great Acharya Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, Vacho Begam, Mansa Krodh Begam, Jeeva Begam, Udarda Upastha Begam. We have to control these pushings. Pushing of the tongue. Pushing of the mind. Pushing of the genital. We have to control. Animal can't do this. But unfortunately, we people of Kali, we have become like, just like animal. As it is mentioned in the Shastra, Ahar Nidra Bhai Metunachya Samanya Vetat Pashuve Naranam Dharmo Hitesha Adhiko Vishesha Dharmena Hina Pashuve Smanam. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending, these four things are same between us and animal, no difference. People think there is a difference, there is no difference. But then what is the difference between man and animal? Shastra is saying, dharma hitesha. What is the dharma? Dharma means the laws of God. Dharma hitesha, adhiko vishesha, dharme nahina pashube samanam. Shastra saying, one who is not following the laws of God, he is just like animal. I dare to little, you know, give my comments to this point of Shastra. Correct me if you feel I am wrong. Shastra says, one who is not following the dharma, he is like animal. I dare to say that he is not like animal. Then who is he? He is worse than animal. How I say? Because for animal there is no punya, no papa. If a lion is killing another animal, no sinful act for him. Because he is made like that according to his karma. If a human being is killing the animals, innocent animal for the paradise tongue, it is very sinful for him. So, animal, soul in the animal body, gradually he will be elevated to the human body. And we have come to this human body and we are going backwards. But I differ, am I right or wrong? What do you say? One who is not following the laws of God is worse than animal. Shastra says it's like animal. It's worse than animal. Because animal, for him no punya, no karma, because it's put into that body. So much suffering is there in the animal body. See? So, to save this humanity, this preaching is very much needed. People don't understand. Many times I say this, just like, excuse me, a little boy, because of his childish nature, he is not interested in going to school. Because he is childish. And what he thinks? His interest is to just stay at home and play. No interest in going to school. But is that right for him? No. His parents knows that what our child doesn't want to go to school, his future is going to be dark. We must send him to the school. So, like the boy, because of his childish nature, is not interested in studying. An example. Similarly, we are in ignorance, in avidya, we are not interested in Krishna consciousness. Because of avidya. Because of ignorance. We have to come out of this ignorance. And this is very much needed. That this preaching is done, people are taught. And many sincere souls will, you know, take to this. Many have taken, many will take. Because there is no other way out. If one is thinking, no, we are not interested in this Krishna consciousness, then they will simply suffer. See the Western world. They're so much advanced materially, so advanced. But are they peaceful? Do they have any happiness? What is the answer? No happiness. Because Prabhupada gives the example, very good example, a man has a bird in the cage, he's polishing the cage every day, not feeding the bird inside, what will happen? The bird will die. We are all making this mistake. Bird is compared with a soul, and this body is a cage. As long as the soul is within this body, body is moving, doing so many activities, and it's good also. As soon as soul will leave the body, this body is going to be untouchable. If you touch the dead body, means you should bathe. In the scripture it is mentioned. So we are polishing the cage, taking care of this body, eating. You know, voracious eating. People eat like what? It's like pig, no? Hog? Not pig, huh? Pig and hog is same. They eat like a pig hog. And especially, please don't mind my frankness, in your country, not you, but in your country, Americans are voracious eaters. They eat like? Horse. Horse, huh? Horse doesn't eat too much. Is it? Maybe American horse. Huh? Eat like a horse. So, one day I was sitting in one park chanting in North America somewhere. And I was trying to chant, I have a fresh air. So what happened? One young lady, she had a dog, holding the leash of the dog in her hand. And with the one hand she was eating. I don't know what she was eating. I saw bread or something like that. Now she has brought the dog to pass a stool. The dog has passed the stool now and she has to pick up that stool. It's a law. And now she has only two hands. One hand dog, other hand eating. So she holds that thing, but she was eating with the mouth and pick up the stool, you know. And then throw the stool in the bin and started eating. What is this life, you know? Not good. So, people are in ignorance. They don't understand. And actually, like Prabhupada was kind upon all of us, he took so much trouble to give us this wonderful understanding, wonderful knowledge. He tried his level best and he was very successful, you know, what he had done. But now he said that I have left now you people to spread this Krishna consciousness around. Distribute my books, preach. Go door to door, tell people to chant Hare Krishna, tell people to come to the soul platform. Distribute Bhagavad Gita, distribute Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. He tried his level best. And other day when I was lecturing, I was mentioning, we people of Kali Yuga need the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya is the incarnation for this age, for this Kali Yuga. As it is mentioned by Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, our great Acharya. He said, for Satyuga incarnation was Hamsa Bhagavan, Treta Yuga Ram Bhagavan, Dwapar Yuga Krishna Bhagavan, Kali Yuga Gaur Bhagavan. We should take shelter of Gaur Nitaya, be this associate with Pancha Tattva, and pray for their mercy. So Lord Chaitanya, what he did? Apni Achari Prabhu Jivire Shikhaye. By his own action is teaching us. Though he married two times on the request of his mother Sachi, first wife Lakshmi Priya, she gave up her body, then she requested, you please marry again. So then he married to Vishnu Priya. But then, it's not that second marriage he stayed for the rest of his life with his wife. No.
at the age of 24, Lord Gauranga renounced his household life. He renounced most faithful and chaste mother, Vishnupriya. She is our mother. When Lord Chaitanya wanted to take sannyas, because he was worried for all of us, he is in the Krishna in the role of his own devotee, the mood of Radharani, very, very special mood. He is the Supreme Personality. What are we like to do? Who can stop him? But still, you know, he asked one day our mother Vishnupriya that I want to take sannyas. I have appeared to save the fallen souls, but I'm not able to do this. When Lord was householder, people didn't respect him much, you know. They were rather, you know, criticizing him, you know. So, to criticize the Lord means hell. So, I want to take sannyas. So, Mother Vishnupriya, how noble she was. She said, if you like, I can go to the house of my father. But don't leave your mother. She is elderly, she is 70 years old. She has no one else to look after her. And if you will take sannyas, she will cry, shed tears, weeping, weeping, weeping. And she will leave her body. Then what was the answer of Supreme Lord? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This we should all remember. He said, Vishnupriya, my disincarnation is to make people cry, to shed tears. Why? Because our hearts have become stone heart. Because of my sinful activities, my heart has become very, very stone, like very, very hard, like a stone. Like Vasu Ghosh Thakur is saying, Vasurahiya Pashan Diya Vidike Man Ghadiyache. In the heart, this Vidhi, nature has given me the stone heart. Because I'm not Gauranga Valiya Na Genu Galiya. I'm chanting the name of Gauranga, but my heart is very. My heart is not melted. He's a Mahabhagavad Vaishnava. Pure devotees think like this. Yadi Gaurna Haito, Tabeki Haito, Kemana Dharitamade, Radhara Mahima, Prema Rasa Sima, Jagati Jana Take. If Gauranga hasn't appeared, then what was the meaning of this body? No meaning. Why I could have taken birth? Lord Gauranga has explained the transcendental relationship between Radha and Krishna. If Lord hasn't explained, nobody can understand. With academic qualification, we can't understand these intricacies of spiritual life. One need to be spiritually advanced. Only devotion, bhakti, mukti, siddhi, kami, saklere ashant. Those who want bhakti, enjoyment, those who want liberation, like Mayavadis, kami, those who are lusty. Bhakti, mukti, siddhi. Siddhi means those who want mystic perfections. Anima, lagima, prapti. They are all, you know, what do you call, disturbed mind, ashant, no peace. Krishna bhakta nishkam. The devotees of Krishna, they don't want anything other than the pleasure of Sri Krishna. Nishkam, eta eva shant. That's why they are very peaceful. Sometimes we devotees have a problem. Why? Because something is lacking. We don't understand. Here Lord has explained himself. Devotional service to the Supreme Lord should be unmotivated. Save pumso paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaje ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasiddhati. Devotional service to the Supreme Lord should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. No motivation, no interruption. And if I have any motivation, okay, I give my example. Now, by, you know, circumstances or whatever you say, divine arrangement, now I'm initiating. If I desire, oh, I should have many disciples, then what will happen? Disciple, I have desire of him. Why I want disciple? For name and fame. Oh, many disciples are moving around here and there. One can have the disciple just to help them, like Prabhupada also had the disciples. Not for name and fame. That's why Lord Chaitanya has warned us. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. We are after these three things. Money. Money, money, money. Money is honey. Na dhanam, Lord Chaitanya said, no money. Janam, no disciples. Supreme Lord is teaching us. By his own example, like Lord Ramchandra is teaching, he is also teaching. He is Ramchandra, he is Krishna. Same. Keho bole purve ravana badila, golokera bhaiva balila prakash karila. Shri Radhar bhave eve gaura avatar, Hare Krishna naam gaura karila prachar. Vasudeva Ghosh bole kari joda hat, jai gaur sei Krishna sei Jagannath. With a folded hand, Vasudeva Ghosh, pure devotee, so humble. He is saying this, one who was gaur, he is Krishna and he is Jagannath. Same, no difference. So, Lord is teaching us by his own example. So we need to follow this very seriously and sincerely by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise I don't understand how risky it is for me. It's very, very risky, very risky. If I leave my body not in a Krishna conscious state of mind, then whatever I will be thinking at the time of departing, I will attain to that stage. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajati ante kalevaram tam tame veti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavita. What a state of mind, if one quits his body, he will attain to that state. You know. Then Prabhupada is giving the example of, to the purport of this verse, of Maharaja Bharat. Maharaja Bharat renounced the kingdom of the whole world, Pelsha leaving everything, but became attached to a deer. So risky. Then he is feeling very sorry. No, what can be done now? Because he remember. So, devotees, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have to help each other. We should become serious. Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasada Swadhan Triptan Hari Bhakta Sangan. In the association of devotees, we can make advancement. So Prabhupada has given this beautiful opportunity to all of us. Let us help each other. Prabhupada said, I have founded this society, open up the centers all over the world, so that sincere souls can stay together and help each other. Not kick each other. These are Prabhupada's wording. Let us help each other, because if I will try to help someone, then Krishna is sitting in my heart, he will make note of that. Like one book distributor here in Los Angeles, during Prabhupada's time, very sincere devotee, he went for book distribution. And, you know, he filled bag, heavy bag of books, books are heavy. 12 hours this devotee was standing outside, but he couldn't distribute one book. When he came back, he came to Prabhupada's room, paid his obeisances, and started, you know, crying, you know, shedding tears. Prabhupada said, what is the matter? There's nothing to laugh, it's a very serious thing. Nothing to laugh here. When there's something to laugh, please laugh. A serious thing. We should learn something from here. He said, Prabhupada, I went to distribute your books. And I was out for 12 hours. I couldn't distribute even one, you know. Prabhupada said, then what? You went out, you tried. Krishna has taken note of that. This is Prabhupada. Always encouraging devotees. So when we are trying, even success is not there, Krishna is pleased. Prabhupada has mentioned in one place that, just see, I opened, it could have taken me time to read this, but it came of its own, you know. What Prabhupada said, so our, this movement is based on practical activity. Whatever talent you have got, whatever little strength you have got, education you have got, you haven't got to learn anything. Whatever you have got, in whatever position you are, you can serve Krishna. Not that you have to learn something first and then you can serve. No. The service itself is learning. The more you try to render service, the more you become advanced. How to become experienced servant? We don't require any extra intelligence. Otherwise, the example is Gaja Yuthapaya, the elephant, the king of the elephants. He is satisfied. He is an animal. He is not a Brahman. He is not a Vedantist. Maybe very big, fatty animal. But after all, he is animal. Hanuman was animal. There are many such things. Jatayu was a bird. So how they satisfied? The Jatayu fought with Ravana. Yesterday, you saw Ravana was kidnapping Sita Devi. And Jatayu, the bird, he was going, flying. Ravana knew how to fly without machine. He was very, very materially powerful. So the Jatayu attacked him on the sky. Who are you? You are taking away Sita? I shall fight you. So Ravana was very powerful. He was defeated, Jatayu, but he fought that in his service. Never mind, defeated. Similarly, we have to fight those who are opposing Krishna consciousness movement. We have to fight. Beat them to our best capacity. Never mind if we are defeated. That is also service. Krishna sees the service. Defeated or victorious depend on him. Depend on Krishna. But fighting must be there. Karmanyevadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. That is the meaning. You have to work for Krishna sincerely, intelligently, and victory or defeat, it doesn't matter. Just like Jatayu was defeated, fighting with Ravana, his wings were cut off. Ravana was very strong. And Lord Ramchandra, he did his last funeral ceremonies because he was a devotee. This is the process. This is the process. Not that we have to learn something extra. Whatever capacity we have got, let us decide to render service to the Lord. It doesn't require that you must be very rich or very beautiful, very boldly strong. Nothing of this sort. Sabe pumso paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaye. Ahaituki apratihata. Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 2nd chapter, 6th verse. In any condition, your devotional service should not be stopped. That should be the principle, that we are not going to stop any circumstance. And Krishna is prepared even to accept a little flower, a little water, patram pushpam phalam toyam, Bhagavad Gita 9:26. He doesn't say, give me very luxurious and palatable dishes, then I will accept. He will be satisfied. No. The real necessity is bhakti, patram pushpam phalam. This is real necessity. Bhaktya, bhaktya mama vijanati, yavan jasyasmi tatvata. Thank you very much for listening. Hare Krishna. Any question anybody has? Thank you for the encouragement, devotees.
You were talking about achar, the perfect behavior of Lord Ramachandra, and prachar. So, because of bodily concept of life,
bodily
concept of life. If I am a Brazilian devotee, as soon as I hear the football soccer match, I want to go there.
Say again, if
you know in Brazil. When devotees, some, not all of them, but I see some, when they heard about football game.
I didn't follow this word, last word. Not whole thing, you're just one word I'm not following, games. Last one.
Football,
yeah, I. Okay.
They become identified. They become identified. Some, I'm saying some, not all of them. In India, sometimes. Happens too. When the cricket match comes, some of them, they want to go there.
Yeah. But I don't see cricket match. I don't go to. I don't see. I don't watch the TV. I think it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mexican devotees, they will hear some Mexican music. They become attracted.
Yeah. So what American, is the question? What is the question?
American devotees, some, not all of them, because of the culture here is walking dogs. Sometimes some of them want to also go with dogs, walk with the dog. So I'm asking your advice, what should we do to get rid of that influence?
What we should do?
Yeah, to get rid of that influence, not becoming influenced with your American culture, Brazilian culture,
very
Indian.
I mean, you feel like this, eh?
Yeah.
You become serious in Krishna consciousness. Remember Krishna all the time. Away from sense enjoyment, no more sense enjoyment. Try to think. Pray to Srila Prabhupada. Pray to Lord Nityananda. Aar kave nitai chand karuna haive, samsar vasana more kave tuch hoive. Well, will be Lord Nityananda be merciful towards me and free me from all material desires for sense enjoyment. All the senses include in this. Pray. If you become serious, Prabhupada is very merciful, Gaunitas are very merciful. They're very, very merciful. They will definitely help, beyond any doubt. But punctuality, regularity, sincerity must be there. But if I'm taking light, you know, then Maya is very powerful. Very, very powerful. Even very, very learned scholars are attacked by Maya. Very learned scholars. Maya attacks them also. Do you understand? You agree? But one thing, you should not think you are Brazilian. You are a soul. You are part and parcel of Super Soul Sri Krishna. When I think at first I saw you, I was thinking you are Indian. You are from India. But you are a soul. You know, we are all souls. Soul is neither white, black, brown, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, man, woman. Soul is a soul. You got an answer of your question? Thank you. Yes. You are also Brazilian? You're from where? You're from Puerto Rico. He's from where?
Hare Krishna. Thanks. Maharaj, thank you very much for a very nice class.
Thank you.
You mentioned how Jagannath Babaji mentioned that in Satya Yuga, Hans Avatar, in Satya Yuga, Hans Avatar, the incarnation, in Treta Yuga, Lord Ramachandra, Dwapara Yuga, Krishna. So, I heard and I read also that Lord Ramachandra came, not in this Treta Yuga, came in a previous Treta Yuga. So, but still consider, still, he's still.
I'm not sure, I can't say anything. Well, let us concentrate on Kali Yuga and incarnation of Kali Yuga, you know. It will be helpful. You are going to back to Treta Yuga. You know, this question should be, you know, which is helpful for us. Thank you. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for a wonderful class. I just wanted to clarify about Sachi's question.
Dog. If they become serious, you know, if the devotee becomes serious, then, you know, if the surrender becomes serious, Prabhupada has stressed on the sincerity and what you call punctuality, regularity, attending the Mangalarti, then they will become strong. Nothing can influence them. You understand? You follow? Actually, cow is very, very auspicious animal. If you keep the cow, and then, you know, you will be blessed in many ways. Cows, you know, she take me inauspicious things away. Cow's urine, cow's dung. Cow dung is very nice, you know, purifying. She's herself purifying. I saw one miniature cow in Vancouver, small cow. So you have to spread around now the small miniature cows. Yeah. Yes. But will government allow? They will allow you to keep the dog, but you cannot keep the cow, you know. You protect the dog and kill the cow. This is not good. Barbarian is not good. Huh? Yeah, he is Lord Chaitanya. You are not Lord Chaitanya. He liberated dog, yes. But what do you mean? We should keep them dogs? Huh? Hey, Lord Chaitanya, you think Lord Chaitanya didn't keep the dog. He liberated the dog. He didn't keep the dog. Dog is untouchable. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do anything. But you can't imitate him. You follow him. Yeah. Somebody raise hand from this side. Yes. Huh?
Just to support your wonderful call.
Huh?
So that we can help one another, it stays in the
welcome. Thank you. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare
Ram.
Hare Ram.
Hare Ram.
Hare Ram.
Hare Ram.
Ram
Ram.
Hare Hare.
Thank you very much, all the devotees. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada.